Let's start with the basics. Today, we're delving into the fascinating career of Rick Pitino, a legendary figure in basketball coaching and, today, the head men's coach at St. John's University. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what we're tackling today. You'll master 7 facts about Rick Pitino so you can recall them fast and confidently. Prepare to perfect your Pitino proficiency. All right, let's dive in. Here's what you need to know, 1 fact at a time. Let's keep it simple and sharp. Fact number 1. Rick Pitino's coaching style revolutionized college basketball through relentless full-court pressure and an early, aggressive embrace of the 3-point shot. Context. He pushed pace, conditioning, spacing, and turnover creation. His teams pressed end-to-end and hunted threes to stretch defenses and score efficiently. Test question. What shot did Pitino emphasize that transformed his teams? Correct answer. The 3-point shot. Memory aid. Press and threes, Pitino's expertise. Here's the takeaway. Pressure defense plus spacing equals tempo control. Moving on. Fact number 2. Pitino coached Greece's senior national basketball team, highlighting his international influence. Context. Appointed in 2019, he adapted his pressure principles to FIBA rules and led Greece through the Olympic qualifying path, applying his system to European styles of play. Test question. Which national team did Pitino coach in 2019? Correct answer, Greece. Memory aid. Greece and Pitino, a global domino. Remember this. His system travels because it's about habits, spacing, and pace. Next up. Fact number 3. Pitino restored Kentucky to national prominence, winning the NCAA championship in 1996. Context. He inherited a blue blood program coming off NCAA sanctions, rebuilt its identity with defense and threes, reached the Final Four in 1993, and then captured the title in 1996. They returned to the title game in 1997. Test question. What year did Pitino win a national championship with Kentucky? Correct answer, 1996. Memory aid. In 1996, Kentucky's triumph. This is key. Culture plus conditioning can accelerate a rebuild. On to the next one. Fact number 4. Pitino's coaching tree is massive. 21 of his former players or assistants became Division I head coaches. Context. Names include Billy Donovan, Tubby Smith, Herb Sendek, Mick Cronin, Kevin Willard, Reggie Theiris, and Mark Pope. His teachings on pressure, spacing, and preparation spread across the sport. Test question. How many of Pitino's former players or assistants became Division I head coaches? Correct answer. Memory aid, 21 coaches, Pitino approaches. The main idea is, influence compounds through mentorship. Now let's move forward. Fact number 5. Pitino led Louisville to the 2013 national championship, which was later vacated by the NCAA. Context. The 2012 Final Four appearance was also vacated, but the on-court run showcased his trademark pressure defense and depth. At the time, that title had made him the first men's coach to win championships at 2 schools, though the vacature removed it from the record. Test question. What year did Louisville win a vacated national championship under Pitino? Correct answer. 2013. Memory aid. 13. A team supreme. Remember this. Achievements can be reshaped by compliance rulings. Let's shift gears a bit. Fact number 6. Beyond basketball, Pitino has been active in thoroughbred horse racing. Context. He partnered in racing stables like Celtic Pride and OL Memorial and had a share in Golden Sense, the Santa Anita Derby winner who ran in the Kentucky Derby. Test question. What sport besides basketball has Pitino been involved in? Correct answer. Horse racing. Memory aid. Horses and hoops. Pitino's loops. Think of it this way. Competitive strategy can cross arenas. Lastly, fact number 7. Personal tragedy fueled Pitino's philanthropy, including the Daniel Pitino Foundation. Context. He and his wife Joanne established the foundation in memory of their son and supported the Daniel Pitino Shelter. Louisville also honors the family with the annual Billy Minardi Classic, named for his brother-in-law, who died in September 2001. Test question. What foundation did Patino establish in memory of his son? Correct answer, the Daniel Patino Foundation. Memory aid. For Daniel's sake, foundations matter. Here's what you need to know. Purpose can power lasting community impact. Quick recap, let's keep it rolling. Fact number one, what shot did Patino emphasize? Correct answer, the three-point shot. Fact number two, which national team did he coach in 2019? Correct answer, Greece. Fact number three, what year did he win a national championship with Kentucky? Correct answer, 1996. Fact number four, how many protégés became Division I head coaches? Correct answer, 21. Fact number five, what year did Louisville win a vacated national championship under Patino? Correct answer, 2013. Fact number six, what sport beyond basketball has he been involved in? Correct answer, horse racing. Fact number seven, what foundation honors his son's memory? Correct answer, the Daniel Patino Foundation. You've got the top seven facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.